this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of His grace.
Ebed-Melech spoke for Jeremiah. These are men who will help you, who will give you the needed information. Look at the Samaritan. He didn't know this man. He carried him up, picked him up, took him to an hospital for treatment, and he paid. He paid. Please, don't only do good to those who can pay you back. Don't. There are those that can never pay you back. They look like they can never pay you back. Pay them. Do good to the people. One young student was dying of hunger. He was starving in the university. He was a student. And then he began to go. He knocked at the door. He was like he wanted to die. He wanted food, actually. But when he knocked at the door, just like all of us, most of us young men, we behave. It was a beautiful young girl that came to meet him, to open the door. He wanted to ask for food. When he saw a beautiful girl, he couldn't ask for food again. She said, "Go, man, I want to make that relate." And I will relate. Somehow, pride, I want the ego. Wow, man, so English. He was hungry. But when he saw the beautiful lady, he decided to ask for water. "Wait, can I get a glass of water?" So the girl looked at him and saw that this one, a big Pablo boy, and then got him something, a glass of drink. "We'll care for a glass of milk." He said, "Okay, thank you." Gave him a glass of milk. He gulped it, you know, and the lady also did some other things. And then he thanked her and left. Then he graduated from school, became a medical doctor many years after. And the lady was rushed to his hospital for treatment, who had to go through surgery. And when the surgery was performed, now the doctor recognized, it was the young man who was begging for food. So he recognized the lady. "Oh, this was the lady that gave me milk instead of water." And then the money, the bill came up to maybe something like $30,000. And then the man wrote on the bill, "Paid in full with a glass of milk." Paid in full with a glass of milk. And they sent to that lady. All the bills paid because of an act of kindness. Be kind to people. All this one that your face will be tight. Your face will be strong. You will just be looking like everybody is your enemy. What? Please, smile. Be friendly. Be kind. He may be just one glass of milk, one water, one bottle of water, a glass of water. Be kind to people. Not because you are patronizing them, not because you want anything, but you just observe that this person looks to be in need. And then you show kindness, the kindness of God. Don't forget what Galatians says, chapter 6, verse number 7. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. Verse 9 says, "Let us learn to do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith." He says, "As much as lies in your power, do good to all men." If you don't faint, you will reap. You will reap. Show kindness to people. Help people. Help others. Be a good Samaritan. Be your brother's keeper. Be your neighbor's keeper. Speak for people where they don't have a voice. Give people the needed hand for a lift. That's what these helpers do. They give you the needed hand for a lift. You want to be lifted, they just stretch their hands to lift you up. Stretch your hand to lift someone up. Stretch out your hand of fellowship. Lift someone, help somebody. Let someone be able to remember you. That I remember such a person. He helped me. Who have you helped? Who have you helped? Some of us are like what the Yorubas call Ajofe. You know Ajofe? Ejo, kilo yibo Ajofe. Mommy, kilo yibo Ajofe. Ajofe, Ajofe. Free. Ah, Baba ni free ita. Those who are looking for free things. Free, 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 free. Free, free, free. If everything you are looking for is free, free, free things. Free things, I'm a hang your long by me. Your friend is only the one buying food for you. Buy all the time, buying food. You to buy. You to pay. You to pay. My friend, Reverend Femi Oduwole, called me and said, all right, let's just go for lunch. Let's go and eat. Our wives will always go out and eat. So we are too busy to have lunch. I said, let's not be too busy. Let's also eat. We are making the money that they are helping us to spend. Let's spend money on ourselves too. I said, that won't be a bad idea. He said, okay, let's meet at Martha's Kitchen. Let's eat. That'll be fine. So myself and my friend went, and we sat, we ate. We had a nice time. We talked, discussed so many things. And at the same time, both of us brought out our cards to pay. I said, I'll go. He said, no. He said, it was my idea. He said, it was my idea. I said, okay, this one on you, then the next one on me. So we feast the next one. Because me, if I get your faith, if you keep getting from your friend, taking, you will wasu. If anybody is avoiding you, ask yourself, what has this person benefited from this friendship? You are not blaming someone for avoiding you. What have they benefited from your friendship? You are only taking only. But the question this morning is, who are you? Never do to others what you don't want for yourself. And you have heard it again and again. Every deed is a seed. The question I need to ask as we close this morning is, who are you? You are a certain man, I agree. Or are you a user? Are you one who avoids others? Do you ignore people? Who have you helped? Bow down your head.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.